General Conference Committee, and the Medical Missionary Board. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 11, 1902. To the General Conference Committee and the Medical Missionary Board. Dear brethren, a wonderful work could have been done for the vast company gathered in Battle Creek at the General Conference of 1901 if the leaders of the work had taken themselves in hand. Had thorough work been done at this conference, had there been, as God designed there should be, a breaking up of the fallow ground of the heart by the men who had been bearing responsibilities, had they, in humility of soul, led out in the work of confession and consecration, giving evidence that they received the counsels and warnings sent by the Lord to correct their mistakes, there would have been one of the greatest revivals that there has been since the day of Pentecost. But the work that all heaven was waiting to do as soon as men prepared the way was not done, for the leaders in the work closed and bolted the door against the Spirit's entrance. There was a stopping short of entire surrender to God. Hearts that might have been purified from error were strengthened in wrongdoing. The doors were barred against the heavenly current that would have swept away all evil. Men left their sins unconfessed. They built themselves up in their wrongdoing and said to the Spirit of God, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." Acts 24, verse 25. The Lord calls for the close self-examination to be made now that was not made at the last General Conference, when He was waiting to be gracious. The present is our sowing time for eternity. We must reap the fruit of the evil seed we sow, unless we repent the sowing, and ask forgiveness for the mistakes we have made. Those who, given opportunity to repent and reform, pass over the ground without humbling the heart before God, without putting away that which He reproves, will become hardened against the counsel of the Lord Jesus. The Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to His temple. Who may abide the day of His coming? And who shall stand when He appeareth? For He is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, and He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. Malachi 3, verse 1-3. Soon every man will be judged according to his deeds. Wake up, my brethren, before Christ comes to your name in the record books of heaven and passes judgment upon every unchristlike word and deed.